in verse 1 in chapter 23, it starts out here, Atinisos de to sinondrio, ho paulos e pen andres adelphoi ego passe, sina deison agathe, tempa lit tiomai, to theo acri cautes te semeros. And Paul is talking to he's addressing the Sanhedrin. And of course, here, watching all of this is the commander. And he's trying to protect Paul because Paul is a Roman citizen. And if he allows something to happen to Paul, his neck is in the noose. Because Roman citizens were to be protected. Citizenship is a very precious thing. Citizenship has been a precious thing for thousands of years in countries. Today in America, citizenship is being played down to the worst degree that we have ever seen in the history of America. It took a long time for the common man to get a right to vote in America. It took a long time for women to get the right to vote in America. And these are citizens. At one time, you had to be landed to vote. You had to own property to vote. And then every man should be able to vote. We had the Civil War. The blacks were able to vote. We had the Women's Suffrage Act and in the early 1900s, and women got the right to vote. And finally, in the 1970s, the American Indian kindly got the right to vote. That's a long time down the line. Now, today, being a citizen of America means nothing. Because if you're an illegal alien, you come in, you get all the rights, you're going to get all the health care, your children are going to get to go to school immediately, and the citizens mean nothing. That's a tragedy, a travesty. Now, let's get back to this. Paul had citizens' rights. Today, they're trying to push through voting laws that gives illegal aliens the right to vote, which nullifies your vote as a legal citizen of America. Now, Paul was standing here in the Sanhedrin. And he's telling them that I was once one of you, that I was out persecuting the way or the Christians, and I was wrong. And Jesus himself appeared to me in a vision, in a trance, and he told me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. Now, Paul is trying to give his fellow countrymen the same experience that he received, the forgiveness of sins. Paul was a murderous man. He was arresting Christians, hauling them to Jerusalem. They were punishing them. They were killing them. And he stood there as Stephen was being stoned to death, and he was the executor of the court when it was done. He said, and having gazed at the council, Paul, he said, men and brothers, I, with all conscience good, that word there is akathos. That is spiritually good. My conscience is spiritually good, and I have lived. I have been called to live as a free citizen. That's what it literally means. To this very day. And then he says here in verse number 22, Ho de akarias anasias epetaxin tois peritusin auto tuptatane auton ton soma. And the high priest Ananias, he gave orders to the one standing by Paul to strike him to hit him in the mouth. To hit him in the mouth. Now, this was illegal according to the law of Moses. This breaks the wall. Now, this is not the same Ananias in Luke 3 and 2 and John 18, 13 and Acts 4 and 7, but the son of Nabidaeus, nominated high priest by Herod, king of Chalcedon in AD 48 until AD 59. Ananias was provoked by Paul's self-assertion while on trial before him as a judge. The act was illegal and peculiarly offensive to a Jew at the hands of a Jew. For a Jew to slap another Jew in the mouth was very offensive and very illegal. Smiting the mouth or the cheek is a peculiarly irritating offense and one not uncommonly among Jews. And this fact gives real understanding to the point Jesus made in his counsel to turn the other's cheek. To turn the other cheek. Luke 6 and 29. And so Ananias gave orders to strike Paul in the mouth. The Jews striking him. And first of all, he's standing before the commander. Now these people killed Stephen illegally. They murdered him. And all of this illegal, violent actions and defiance against the Roman government and against their own people will cost them their lives and their kingdom altogether. They won't have a temple anymore. 23:3 now. Tote ho paulos pros auton epen tip tain si malain hothios toike kekonomene. Kai si kate krinon, me karaton nemon, kai para nomon, kileisos me tipteste. Now Paul comes back at this hypocrite. This high priest is a hypocrite. We see that in the nation today, don't we? Hypocrites. Terrible political hypocrites. Then Paul, toward him said, to strike you is about God. God is about to strike you, you whited wall. You whitewashed wall. In other words, when a wall is whitewashed underneath it, it is dark. He said, you dark sepulcher, you corrupt, as Jesus calls the Jews in his time, whitewashed sepulchers. Paul is saying almost the same thing. You set for yourself judging me according to the law and beside the law or outside of the law, you commanded me to be struck. You whitewashed sepulcher. As Jesus had said in Matthew 23:27 and Luke 22:30. Now let's go on a little bit further. Hoi de pares totes epon ton akeria tu theu loi dores. And the one standing by him, he said to the high priest of God, you have rebuked the high priest of God. Well, no, he's not the high priest of God because the high priest of God was Jesus Christ. But Paul is going along with their society, so to speak. And he quotes Deuteronomy 17 and verse 8 here. To revile without respect, if Ananias was a high priest of real worth and respect, Paul would have treated him accordingly. But that man acted like a killer and a murderer and a perjurer like he was. Fate ho paulos uk, a Dane, adelphoi hote esten, akirios, gegropte gar hote, arconte tu lao si uk, eres kakos. And Paul, he said, I did not know, brothers. And he still calls them brethren. And yet, their father is Satan. But he wants them to be born of God. And he looks upon them as his people. He said, I didn't know, brethren, that he is the high priest. For it is written that ruler of the people you shall not speak evil against. Number six now. We'll go back and read this from the Amplified Bible in a few moments. We're going to get to verse number 10. Nous de ho paulos hoteto hen meros esten sadakeon to de eteru pharisaeon ekrase en to synodria andres adelphoi egoi pharisaeos eme quios pharisaeon peri elpidos kai anastasios necron ego krinoma. Now, what they're going to do here, Paul's going to do here, is divide his enemies. He's going to set his enemies against each other. And having known Paul, because one part is Sadducees, but the other Pharisees, and he kept on crying out in the Sanhedrin council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee. I am a son of Pharisees concerning a hope, even the hope of the resurrection of the dead ones. I am being judged. Now, he has divided his enemies right now because half of these enemies don't, the Sadducees don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in a real God. They don't believe in angels. And they don't believe in the resurrection either. They think when you die, you're dead like so-called a dog. Or a cat, or a horse, or a cow. That's the way he looked at it. They just said, when you die, you're dead. They believed in a religious order, a political religious order, and basically, today, in a lot of Israel, Israeli atheism is Sadduceeism. It is a religious atheist. A Sadducee is a religious atheist. Now, Paul said, I believe in the resurrection of the dead. I believe in angels. I believe in this. And now he's going to divide his enemies over the resurrection. Verse number 7 now. Tuto de auton lalontes agenito stasias to pharisaeon kai sadducion kai eschise to pleitos. And this to him saying this, there became discord. There became a standoff. That word stasius, that means a standoff of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now they're going to take sides. The Pharisees said, well, he's one of us, and he believes in the resurrection. These guys over here are religiously wrong, but says they don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in a personal God. Paul believed in a God so personal that that God had stopped him on the road to Damascus. And the multitude was now divided. Sadokioi, main gar lagusi, me, ene, anastasin, mete, anglon, mete, numa, pharisioi, de, homologusin, ta, amphotera. For indeed the Pharisees, they say there is not to be, the Sadducees say that there is not to be a resurrection, nor angels, nor spirits. But the Pharisees, they confess and say the same thing about both. There is a resurrection and there are angels. Now we have another long verse here. Again, it's told, De, Krage, Megale, Kai, Anastantes, Tines, Ton, Dramation, Tu meros to pharisaeon dia makonta legonte ude takon euriskemen en to anthropon tuto e de numa elalasen auto e angelos. And there became an outcry, a great outcry, a big fight. There's a great big fight. And having risen up some of the scribes, now we got the lawyers here, we got the atheists, the religious atheists, we got the Pharisees, the Orthodox Jews, so to speak, and now we got the scribes. These were the county clerks, so to speak. And a part of the Pharisees, they kept on striving, saying, nothing evil, bad, we find in this man. Ha ha, boy. That a while ago they wanted to kill him. And moreover, in spirit, he spoke to him an angel. An angel spoke to him. Now they're going to defend Paul that he saw an angel or something. Paul has divided the forces against him. Now they're going to fight among themselves and forget about Paul. Paulais, de, nomenes, stasios, phobethes, ho, kiliarchos, me, dia, sphaste, ho, paulos, hippo, auton, et kelusen, to, stratema, karaban, harpaze, auton. Ek, meso, auton, again, te, eis, tein, parabolein. And now it says, and after this great, the beginning of this great discord and what we call a mob, having feared the Keliarch, the commander, the tribune, Claudius Lysias, actually, that he should be torn apart, Paul should be torn apart by them, he commanded the soldiers, the barracks of the Antonia Tower, having come down to seize him. They're going to seize Paul now. They're going to protect him. They're going to put him under protective custody. And out of the midst of them, to bring both unto the fortress. That word para, parimbalane, that means the Antonio Fortress is what it's talking about, for protection. Now let's go back and read this. Paul, by the inspiration of God, Paul's talking, but God's touching his heart as he's talking. Then Paul, gazing earnestly at the council, the Sanhedrin, said, brethren, I have lived before God, doing my duty with a perfectly good conscience until this very day as a citizen, true and loyal Jew. He said, I'm a citizen of the Jewish people, of the Jewish world, and I'm a citizen of the Roman Empire. And both of these citizenships he held valuable, precious. At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those who stood near him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God is about to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Do you sit and judge to try me in accordance with the law, and yet in defiance of the law you order me to be struck? The man broke the law. They broke the law when they tried Jesus. They paid for people. They bribed people to commit perjury, and that was a capital offense. And now here we have the same thing going on, the same story, the same actors. Those who stood near exclaimed, do you rail at the insult of the high priest of God? And then Paul, showing them that he respected the law of God, that they didn't. I am not conscious, brethren, that he is the high priest. For the scripture says, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people, Exodus 22 and verse 28. But Paul, when he had perceived that one part of them were Sadducees and the other part Pharisees, cried out to the council, the Sanhedrin, brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. It is with regard to the hope of the resurrection of the dead that I am indicated and being judged. So when he had said this, an angry dispute arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the whole crowd, the assemblage, was divided in two factions now. Now they're going to fight each other. For the Sadducees hold that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirits, but the Pharisees declare openly and speak out freely, acknowledging that their faith in both of them. Then a great uproar ensued, and some of the scribes and the Pharisees' party stood up and thoroughly fought the case, contending fiercely and viciously, declaring that we find nothing evil or wrong in this man. But if a spirit or an angel really spoke to him, let us not fight against God. And when the strife became more and more tense and violent, the commander, the commandant, fearing that Paul would be torn in pieces by them, ordered the troops to go down and take him into the forcibly from among them and conduct him back into the fortress for protection. Now, these messages go all over the world. And some out there go into the Muslim world, they go into the Catholic world, they go into the Jehovah's Witness world, they go into the Mormon world, and all the different kinds of isms throughout the world. Now, if you do not believe in the personal Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you're lost. Paul hated Jesus, and he hated the followers of Jesus, and so Jesus appeared to him. Now, in this message, I hope that God has appeared to you if you don't know Him. And I hope that you will accept Him and not be a rebel like these people were. They heard Jesus, and they saw the apostles. They condemned Stephen. They killed Stephen. They murdered him. They fought in tyranny against the Roman government. And finally, in all reality, they're going to be destroyed. They're going to destroy themselves. Jesus looked over to Jerusalem and he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times have I overtaken you as a mother hen with her baby chickens, but you would not come?" He said, "Not many days." And right here, I want you to go back into the story, what was really happening around Jesus. And why did he speak these words? His disciples were standing there, and they were looking from the Mount of Olives down on the city of Jerusalem, and they said, "Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful city? Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful temple and all this?" And Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you as a mother hen with her baby chicks, and you would not come." He said, "Not many days from now there will not be one stone left upon another because of their unbelief and because of their rebellion against God and rebellion against the Roman nation." Our Father, we send this message out. We pray that it glorifies you, your Son, and I pray that someone out there somewhere, if they hear this message and they don't know you, that they'll be saved. And Father, I also thank you for this night, for this time that you've given us to study your Word.